When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
Languid melody makes you think of statuesque women in bejeweled gowns with enormous headdresses languidly walking down gigantic staircases. You have come to the right place. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating melodiously out of Southampton, New York. Today we're going to look at the Ziegfeld Follies. When that song came from, that was from the 1919 edition. A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody, written by Irving Berlin, sung in this particular rendition by Vic Damone. And if you look at the Ziegfeld Follies, which pretty much existed from 1907 to 1932, under the watchful eye of producer extraordinaire Flo Ziegfeld, and then a couple of editions after, you have a treasure trove of what was the American musical in the first part of the 20th century. So many stars, so many songs, so many elements of what we love about the Broadway musical were created by Florenz Ziegfeld Jr. during this period, and they still live on. We still live very much in his tradition. When we say that someone is a Ziegfeld, we know exactly what they're talking about. They're talking about bringing a high watermark of sensibility, showmanship, elegance, consumer enjoyment to the Broadway scene that we still enjoy, or we still try to accomplish today in many ways. So we're going to take a little tour back through the years and listen to some of his greatest hits, performed by some of his greatest stars, and some other cover versions. So we'll go all the way back to 1907. This was the first Ziegfeld Follies. And Ziegfeld had an interesting life. His father ran a classical conservatory in Chicago, and he kind of ran away and not joined the circus, but joined the Wild West show with Buffalo Bill Cody. He worked with a weightlifter named Sandow, who was a great presence in the Columbia Exhibition of 1897, and eventually landed on Broadway, where he wanted to produce his own kind of shows, and he exported what we call a revue form from Paris. And here from the 1908 Ziegfeld Follies was the first hit song he ever produced. It was sung by a woman named Nora Bays, but here we're going to hear Betty Carter give us a rendition of Shine On, Harvest Moon. Wonderful Barrel House version by Betty Carter, who I adore. Now, it's not that out of sync that we would play Betty Carter, a great African-American blues singer, because one of the things Ziegfeld did for American history, in addition to the American musical, was he was the person who kind of developed the idea of a crossover artist. He could take artists who, at the time, we're talking 1910 in this case, were on the margins of American society and bring them into the mainstream by starring them in the Ziegfeld Follies. And he did that with two stars in particular, Burt Williams, who was an African-American comedian performer, and with Fanny Brice, who was, shall we say, not a classical beauty, but a very interesting, compelling Jewish comedian originally from Newark, but who did some vaudeville stuff on the Lower East Side. So let's hear some two original renditions by these two great stars who appeared together, I think, for the first time on Broadway in the 1910 Ziegfeld Follies. First we'll hear Burt Williams and then the one and only Fanny Brice.
Mahogany is dusty, all the pipes are very rusty, and the good old-fashioned musty doesn't musty anymore. All the stuff's got bum and bummer from the middle of the summer. Now the bar's on the hummer, and for rent is on the dole. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery, and how the cobwebs carved in the old machinery. But in the mountaintop, far from the eyes of cops, oh, how the moon shines on the moonshine so merrily. Oh, oh. Our misery doubles. Ain't one thing to use for bubbles, for to drive away your troubles. Now the tide has gone and went. Days and nights are getting bleaker, shivering for an old-time sneaker. Even water's getting weaker, about 0.1%. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery, and how the moaners moan at the lager breweries. So, mister, if you please, don't let nobody sneeze up where the moon shines on the moonshine so stillily, so stillily.
Going to ensure her since Becky is back in their valley. Come, Becky, darling. Mama wants you to dance for Santa Bloom in the comfy. Oh, he's such a dancer. Look how she does it. Push up the foot, sweetheart. Don't break the toes. Look how she goes around. She goes around and around and she never gets dizzy. Do for Mama the dying dog like Pavlova. She's what you call a Russian ballad. What ballad? What ballad? I can't get over it. A father should have such a ballad. Honeysuckle, don't forget the twist. For that I pay $2 a lesson. Look out, darling. Look out you don't break your technique. A father and mother are going to ensure her since Becky is back in the valley.
Well, Becky may have been back in the ballet, but Fanny Brice became a big star for the Ziegfeld Follies. And this was part of Ziegfeld's genius, was to pick people out of left field and see something in them that was star material. Here are two more he developed in something called the Midnight Frolic, which was a nightclub on top of the New Amsterdam building, which is now on Broadway. Now, Aladdin is still playing. Disney owns it, and Aladdin is playing on Broadway and 42nd Street. Anyway, a lanky Oklahoman lariat twirler with Cherokee blood and a Jewish skimpy skinny guy from the Lower East Side named Isidore Iskowitz. They became, in show business lingo, Will Rogers and Eddie Cantor. Here are two performances that they might have given for the Ziegfeld Follies around 1917.
Now, folks, all I know is what I read in the papers.
Now, that brings us down to taxes. Boy, when you bring us down to taxes, you're going to hear a howl like a pet coon. You know, bring us down there. This money coming from all the government is throwing away. Well, it just sort of looks like it might come. Where is it coming from? Everybody says, where's the money coming from we're spending? Well, I don't know, but just offhand, I'd say it's coming from those that have got it, you know. Now, I don't know. That may be just a rough idea of mine. I don't know. But I kind of believe that's where it's coming from. But the big yell comes nowadays from the taxpayers. I bet you when the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock and they had the whole of the American continent and all they had to do was to get an extra 160 acres was shoot another Indian, you know? Well, I bet you anything, they kicked on the price of ammunition, you know. I bet they said, what's this country coming to? You know what I mean? Right, like we're doing now. You know, what's this country coming to? You know, said we have to spend a nickel for powder. Of course, they got the lead back after they dissected the Indian. But, no matter... I don't know, ain't it funny? No matter what we pay, I don't care whether we pay high taxes, low taxes, medium taxes, or no tax, anything, the yell is always the same. Of course, we know our government is costing us more than it's worth, but do you know of any other cheaper government that's running around now? I mean, do you? I mean, if you do, I mean, they'll sell you a ticket there anytime. You can try Russia. There's no income tax in Russia. But there's no income.
Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes bring a happy time for Mandy and me. I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune, so I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading, something like this. My pretty Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy with a humdinger. Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me. So don't you linger. Here's the ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy.
Eddie Cantor with a song from the 1919 Ziegfeld Follies. That was written by Irving Berlin. That was rather typical of the time to have a quote-unquote minstrel number. Liza, written by the Gershwins, is also that same kind of song. And Ziegfeld was great at asking all sorts of writers and songwriters and comedians and stuff. He sort of put them all in a big stew. It wasn't that kind of narrative show that we know now, where if you interpolated someone else's song, say a Andrew Lloyd Webber song, into a Sondheim musical, you'd have many, 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 many lawsuits. So you might have a show in which Irving Berlin wrote a song and Victor Herbert wrote a song, or Dave Stamper wrote a song, and here is a selection of some melodies from the Ziegfeld Follies. Here's a song called Hello Frisco, and this was typical at the time of taking some technological innovation. In this case, it was coast-to-coast telephoning and making it into some sort of silly song that was great for that year. And the next year, they'd have a whole new edition, and they'd play a whole nother set of songs. Vivian Blaine, who we all know and love from Guys and Dolls, devoted a whole album to Ziegfeld songs from the Ziegfeld Follies. So let's hear her version of Hello Frisco, and then we'll hear a little George Gershwin at the keyboard.
Hello Frisco, hello. Hello Frisco, hello. Don't keep me waiting, it's aggravating. Why can't you hurry, Central? You're so slow. Hello, now you can hear. Oh, you know I love you, dear. Your like music to my ear. When I close my eyes, you seem so near. Frisco, I called you up to say hello. Hello, Central, hello, Central, can't you see? Kindly hurry, kindly hurry, just for me. Please do get me San Francisco. Someone's waiting all alone. Frisco is her name. She's at the Golden Gate. Central, it's a shame for me to have to wait. Please, long distance, do connect me. Get her on the telephone. Hello, now you can hear. You know I love you, dear. Your voice is like music to my ear. When I close my eyes, you seem so near. Frisco, I called you up to say hello.
Thank you.
was George Gershwin at the keys in a piano role playing Tulip Time, a big hit from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, written by Gene Buck and Dave Stamper, who, well, you may not know them, but they sure churned out a lot of hits around the teens and 20s. One of our big hit makers, of course, was still Irving Berlin, and he wrote the following number as a comedy specialty for Eddie Cantor. And you're going to hear a rendition by Marilyn Monroe. Yes, Marilyn Monroe. Wouldn't you rather listen to Marilyn Monroe than Eddie Cantor? Well, I think this time we would. So we're going to hear a trio of great female songs from the Ziegfeld Follies. Here's Marilyn Monroe with You'd Be Surprised.
He's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover. Don't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he starts in the squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knee, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit he's nothing at all, but in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised. Doesn't look like much of a lover. Don't judge a book by its cover. 'Cause he's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He doesn't say very much, but when he starts in to speak, you'd be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of the week, you would be surprised. On a streetcar or in a train, you'd think he was born without any brain, but in a taxi cab, and when he starts to grab, I said a taxi cab, you'd be surprised. This one's a real danger.
Of love. by the bunch. Sweet embraces for your lunch. You should try them on a diet of love. One thing that makes it great, you can have more than your share. It don't affect your weight. When you hear that bill of fare, a sweetness hug for dinner never hurt, and some pepper for dessert, you should try them on a diet of love.
Trio of beautiful singing ladies and how Flo Ziegfeld loved the ladies. That was Doris Day singing Shaking the Blues Away by Irving Berlin, which was in a Ziegfeld Follies show. And before that, we heard Ethel Chate. She was singing a song actually wasn't in a Ziegfeld Follies, but it was sort of in that same era. And the reason I included her was because she sang Broadway Baby many years later, 30, 40 years later, in Stephen Sondheim's Follies. And that's what we're looking at, the influence of Ziegfeld and his vision and these Follies and these reviews, which still become resonant and interesting for people on Broadway and songwriters and performers decades after the Ziegfeld Follies closed. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, and we are pretending we're taking our seats for, back then it would have been $3.30, can you imagine, for an orchestra seat at the Ziegfeld Follies. As I said, Ziegfeld had by 1930 become the preeminent showman in America. He produced Showboat in 1927. And the reviews were becoming larger and a little more sporadic. He often gambled on shows and gambled in real life, and sometimes he didn't have the money to put his shows together. So they were a little more erratic, and he flirted with becoming a Hollywood producer. And he flew out to Hollywood, and I think he was too big a ego for that, unfortunately. And he passed away in 1932. But the Ziegfeld name meant something for Hollywood and for Broadway. And in 1933, his widow, Billie Burke, whom you'll all remember as Glinda, the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz, produced her own version of the Ziegfeld Follies in 33 under her husband's name. And here is a big hit song that came from that edition, sung by the beautifully melancholy Johnny Hartman. Well, we're about at 1936 at this point, and Hollywood has totally absorbed the Ziegfeld image. There's a film called The Great Ziegfeld with William Powell, and all these film musicals are basically trading off this vocabulary that Ziegfeld created of comedy and then songs and great production numbers and beautiful girls. And in 1936, they revised his name again for the Ziegfeld Follies of 36. He had passed on, of course, 4 years earlier, but what a cast this one had. It had Bob Hope and Judy Canova and Fanny Brice and Josephine Baker. So let's hear two songs from that edition. The first one was a Josephine Baker number. We'll hear it sung by Lena Horne, and then a great duet sung by Bob Hope, in this case rendered by Frank Sinatra. Two hits from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936.
There's an island down in the West Indies, $10 can buy. Far away from Saudis and from Lindy's, neath a tropic kaleidoscopical sky. We'll lie around all day and just be lazy, the world far behind. Hey, if that's not living, then I'm crazy. With no taxes and with no axes to grind. No traffic jams under the palm trees by the sea, with bread, fruit and yams. We'll never need the A&P in that romantic aisle in the West Indies. No airplanes above. We will watch the turtles at their shindies. You and me and the Caribbean and love. Underneath the palm trees by the sea, romantic isle in the West Indies. No airplanes above. We'll watch the turtles at their shindies. You and me and the Caribbean and love.
Wonderful song by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin, made famous by the great Bunny Berrigan. I'm a glum one, it's explainable. I met someone unattainable. Life's a bore, the world is my oyster, no more. In all those papers where I led the news with my capers, now we'll spread the news. Superman turns out to be a flash in the pan. I've flown around the world in a plane. Settled a couple of revolutions in Spain. And with kings I've a la carted, still I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Warner Brothers would love to make me a star. I got a house, my honor, what a house, it's a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. You are supreme, lyrics I write of you, dream, dream day and night of you, then I scheme just for the sight of you. But what good does it do in Cincinnati and even in Rangoon? I hum a few notes and all those chicks swoon. Still I'm so broken-hearted because I can't get started with you.
Well done, Frank. What a great documentary about Sinatra on HBO. Hope you caught that. We're looking today at the Ziegfeld legend. It's almost like you've got a chance to sit through the Ziegfeld Follies of 2015. We're giving you all the greatest hits in one big concert. And the influence of Ziegfeld is enormous. On Broadway, certainly shows like Follies, which is hugely influenced by the whole notion of the Ziegfeld touch. And Funny Girl, of course, we'll hear a little bit of. There was a Ziegfeld musical in London with Lynn Carrieu, not very good. But another show that was inspired by that is the Will Rogers Follies, which was a fun Cy Coleman, Comden and Green show on Broadway with Keith Carradine. Here is Keith Carradine singing as Will Rogers. We heard the real Will Rogers earlier. Let's hear the musical version.
Never met a man I didn't like. Highfalutin gent or Bowery bum. Yes, I've come a long way down the pike. Never met a man I didn't like.
Howdy. I guess I met a whole lot of people in my lifetime. I always tried to approach them the same way my Indian ancestors would. You see, an Indian always looks back after he passes something so he can get a view of it from both sides. A white man don't do that. He just figures all sides of a thing are automatically the same. That's why you must never judge a man when you're facing him. You've got to go around behind him like an Indian and look at what he's looking at. Then go back and face him and you'll have a totally different idea of who he is. You'd be surprised how much easier it is to get along with everybody.
Never met a man I didn't like. Highfalutin gent or Bowery bum. Yes, I've come a long way down the pike. Never met a man I didn't like.
Keith Carradine from the Will Rogers Follies, which featured Ziegfeld as a character. I think his voice was disembodied and spoken by Gregory Peck. Anyway, we're celebrating the genius of Ziegfeld. His wife, Billie Burke Ziegfeld, said, "His genius was his ability to play color, musical, spectacle, and fun against the other, matching his palette to his music, his comedy to his spectacle, creating a great musical comedy, an utter work of art. No one, indeed, ever knew how he accomplished it." the mystical Ziegfeld touch. Well, we'll go back to both the original and an influence. Here is Fanny Brice singing My Man, a song that Ziegfeld picked for her, and we'll segue into Julie Stein and Bob Merrill's version of that song for the one and only Barbara Streisand from Funny Girl, which also featured Ziegfeld. Here is our finale to the Ziegfeld Follies of 2015.
Simple addition, then swear that the figures are lying. I'm a much better comic than mathematician, 'cause I'm better on stage than at intermission. And as far as the man is concerned, if I've been burned, I haven't learned. I know he when the sky and the ground started ringing. I know that he's near by the thunder I hear in advance. His words alone are the words that can start my heart singing.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.